Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to have another wonderful healing session. Well, let's start off with an emotional clearing for the last 5 days. And here we go. We're bringing the energy. So 5 days ago, cleared. And 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a trauma body clearing. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 2 days cleared. Wait a minute. Start over again. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, and 3 days. Very interesting. Must be a lot of stuff going on there. They didn't want to get released. Well, here we go. Get rid of this energy here. Okay. Start over again. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared. That feels good. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And we'll do a pain release. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay. And we have a request here to do an entity clearing. Okay. So we'll get those out of your body here. So here we go. 5 days cleared. And if you want to work on your house or your room, just bring up the light beam here. That normally will chase away entities too momentarily. So let's bring that up also. Scroll down on the screen a little ways until you see the light beam. And we'll energize the light beam in about a minute. So here we go. Entities from the bottom of our feet, working our way up, going to our ankles and our calves and our knees and our hip joints, and a lot of energy there in the hips, I'm feeling. Oh, boy. Okay. And going up to our waist. Moving up now, the power chakra area, bottom of our sternum. And here we go. Moving up now to our heart center, up further, going up to our shoulders, going down our arms, elbows, wrists, fingertips, and moving up our neck, and going to the top of our head. Okay, and this is going to clear away entities. Let's bring in more of our spirit into our bodies. Remember, your spirit that doesn't necessarily talk to you, that's the dark side, the mind energy inside of your head. So some people think that their spirit is always with them, which is the case, but they think that they're having communication with your spirit because of the voice inside of their head. Your spirit never talks to you in your head. That's something else. So you want to get heart-centered in order to hear that communication. It'll never be inside of your head. So let's bringing more of your spirit into your body. We're going to count from 10 down to 1. Just think of an elevator, dropping this mental body down, this consciousness of your thoughts, whatever you want to call that. And I'm going to go into your heart center, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is on. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Ron, and hi, everyone, and welcome to Friday night with the Creation Lightship, and lots of great things coming up this weekend for healing. If you're interested in really getting some powerful and profound and very incredible divine healing with the Lightship, and that is this Sunday, there's an amazing 8-hour session of healing done via conference call, so there's no need to travel or go outside of your home. You can just do this healing either as a participant on the call or even as an absentee if you have to work or something like that. and we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the upcoming Sundays this month of intensive healing to, I believe it's for the body organ rejuvenation, and also an ascension preparation healing session that's coming up in a few Saturdays from now. And the radio programs, like tomorrow night, with the opportunity to go to the light ship for healing and all kinds of things. So lots going on, and we will get into that. And I believe we can also take callers tonight. Is that correct, Ron?
Well, that'd be wonderful. Sure. If you want to call okay. in, do so.
So if you'd like to call in, you can call the following number. It's 888-228-4494. So that's 1-888-228-4494. And if you have a question or maybe you have a request or something that you want to know about the light ship, then you can just call in if you like. And we'll just see what we can get into. So I see we have a couple of requests on the fast chat, and that's another way you can communicate in case you are on a line where you have to use your phone line to be on the computer, then you can go on to the fast chat. Ron, I think we have a request for a sample of the infection body clearing, if you'd like to do that.
Hey, here we go. So we'll go back 5 days again. Your infection body. Here we go. 5 days ago, clearing that here. So cleared. Oh, boy, I'm yawning. Must be something going on here. And 4 days, cleared. And 3 days, cleared. And 2 days, cleared. And yesterday, cleared. And today, cleared. Here we go. Let's bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. We'll energize the light beam. So I guess we'll bring in the non-gender one tonight. Oh, here we go. So just kind of watch the light beam on your monitor screen here as we have that particular energy come into your screen and become a live photograph for you, a live picture. And watch the colors change. They always change. You might see the eyes emitting more white light out of them. Here we go. Coming in, so stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So just let you have maybe a minute of silence here to feel the light beam energy. And sit back, relax. You're going to feel it through your heart center. Your mind won't be able to figure it out because the mind is a darkness. This is strictly light energy coming into your heart center. Just allow your heart to feel the energy, to sense it. This is your connection between you and your spirit of divine energy. I think I'll increase it some more. So here comes some more of the non-gender light beam energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll do the lymphatic system next here in the next minute. So I'll just enjoy this wonderful energy of peace. You back in a minute. Okay, we'll do a sample clearing here for the last 5 days for your lymph system. Here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And tonight on our conference call, we brought in some of the rock energies from the light ship. So I'll just do a sample of one of those for everybody right now. It was quite enjoyable. So we'll bring in the energy of the white quartz. And here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. I'll let you just sit with that for about a minute also. So see you back in a minute. A little more energy here from the the white quartz energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, hope you all enjoyed that. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you tonight.
Okay, well, that was amazing. I really, really enjoyed that. And looks like we have some comments on the fast chat of people really enjoying that also. So, yeah, I was so hoping that you would bring that up tonight because was able to be on the conference call earlier, and it was just amazing, the different rock energies. And I don't have the names listed. I know you mentioned some that I wasn't familiar with, but it was just really incredibly powerful and great healing. So do you remember a few of the other types, Ron, that you were bringing in earlier?
Yeah, let me think. You brought in amethyst, and we brought in the hematite.
Hematite.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, it was. I'm not familiar with that one, but it was just so nice. It felt so healing. Incredible. So those are the kinds of things that are available on the weekly conference calls, and if you're interested in participating in those, you can just give Ron a call. They're 1 hour in length on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evenings. Let's see. So we have a few other requests on the line, Ron. We have on the fast chat, we have a request for help with pain in the neck.
Pain in the neck, huh?
I'm guessing that that's physical pain. I'm sure people have had both.
The other one's a pain in the butt, you know.
Yeah.
Here we go. Do pain in the neck.
Okay.
Let's see what we can do here. So, again, you may want to bring the light beam up. And remember, the light chip, the divine energy, always sees you as pure perfection. So whatever you have going on in your life, which is what you created, maybe not you physically, you know, consciously, but maybe your relatives gave you all this stuff. And so it's yours to deal with. Whether you are responsible for it or not, they gave it to you, and then you become responsible. Why people say, I didn't really want to have this in my life. Well, it's in your genetics, so you got it. So you have to deal with it regardless if you cause the problem or not. So, again, you want to tell the light beings what you want to have happen because they see you in pure perfection. What you created in your life is divine perfection. It's perfect. They'll never judge you. So, you know, like if you're really happy one day, they're not going to judge you and say you should be not happy and be in neutral. Or if you're really sad, they're not going to say you should be neutral or happy. Wherever you are, whatever you're dealing with, if you have pain, you have a broken toe or something and it hurts a lot, well, that's your creation. And that's divinely done to you by yourself. And it's divine perfection, whatever happens. So they don't judge anything that you create or that you're dealing with. So you want to change your perfection from one state to the next, okay? So if you're in pain, naturally, you don't like that. Light chip doesn't see you in pain. They just see that you created something. So you want to change the next creation of energy so that you're out of pain and or maybe a healing, okay? So here we go. Remember, with your spirit energy, which is what the light chip works with, and your healing is based upon your genetic predisposition and also how much spirit energy, how much you're in your body with your spirit, okay, as to how your healing is going to work for you. So these are all things that people don't normally talk about. So if you feel like you're not having results, it's probably because of your, you know, one thing or the other. Mainly it'd be your genetic predisposition, which is why I do so many different clearings on people to take away the negativity. Because the negativity that you're dealing with is from your ancestors, and you're living their past lives. Whether you believe in past lives or not, you are the culmination of every thought of all of your ancestors. So that's something to kind of think about, and it could be kind of scary because you don't know what they thought about, but this is what you're dealing with now. So let's do a clearing here for energy that would be in your neck that your ancestors gave you, and you're just dealing with it now because your physical body wants to heal it. So maybe you have 2,000 lifetimes of a neck problem, neck condition, so you need to get that cleared out of you. So what we'll do is go back 5 days and clean it out. This is why we do a sensory clearing. And that costs $200 to work with your past lives from when your spirit first incarnated here on this planet to now. So here we go. This is the last 5 days. This is for pain in someone's neck and includes your neck. So here we go. So 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. Remember, the divine energy will never do anything for you until you request it, because they're not willing to break the rule of free choice, free will. So this is the way the light works. It always gives you free choice, free will, and they cannot take that away from you by judging you, thinking that what you're experiencing is bad. You know? So this is the way the light works. The dark side works in any which way that it can. But that's the way the light works. So, back to you, Sylvia.
I believe we have a caller on the line. Is someone there?
Yeah, hi. It's Twiggy.
Hi,
Twiggy.
Thank you for calling.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
I wanted to get a entity clearing from my home because I don't seem to be able to get anything done. It's like things don't want to be thrown away or something. I don't know.
Okay. That might not be entities, but we can do that. So bring the light beam up on your screen, and we'll just see what they can do right now for you.
What do you think it is?
Here we go. Oh, I'll increase the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Okay, you just see if that helps out, okay?
Okay, is there anything else you might suggest?
If you want to go deeper with this here, I do a special clearing. It takes about an hour to do, and I have the, you know, people send me their floor plan of their house, you know, the street in front of their house, sidewalks, backyard, etc. I'll go through it and eliminate the energies that are stuck there.
Okay.
That's what I do for people for house things.
How do I do that then?
Yeah. You just make a sketch of your house and send
it
to me in the mail.
Okay. All right.
I can do a session with you for an hour to release these energies from your house.
Okay, good.
Sometimes the energies go back a long time. You know, you could be dealing with people who were buried there, you know, a thousand years ago in your backyard, or, you know, where your bed is or something. You can be dealing with energies that maybe got killed there that are hanging around. There's a lot of things that happen. I guess that would be under the heading of maybe entities or hauntings and things like that. So it's hard to say what's going on. Some people who had their house over burial grounds, not knowing that, strange things happen because you're dealing with the spirits that may still be possibly attached to that, to the bones, we'll say, that are decaying of the person or animal, and or maybe it was blessed by somebody. Be a sacred spot, which you know nothing about because, you know, you don't know the history going back maybe, 20,000-30,000 years ago of where you are. There could have been a forest fire there. Could have been maybe something that happened that's maybe, you know, a lot of water killing things, or just anything that happened to the earth could be where your house is. So you can have a lot of problems with something like that, but not having the energies taken away.
Could it be the entities in the objects within the house, too?
What you might want to do is go on, what I would probably do is go on the website and do some of the misting water, you know, get some water in a mister and see if you can put some light into it that you can do yourself. And just start spraying stuff in your house and just see what happens. Just an idea for you.
Okay.
Like a blessing of holy water, we'll say, like what the Catholic Church does in a sense, that, you know, this would be much more profound and actually what's really happening. And
so
you
what's the
things out that way just by having some water that you spray around that might they clear the air for you. And I have had people do that, and they say it works wonderful.
And what would I write in with the water misting, like in the
box? You probably put something in there to discharge negative energies.
Okay.
So for a dollar or two, you know, you can try that out and just see how that works for you on the website. By all means, if you haven't had the skin misting water, boy, that's just wonderful to get. I mean, that makes your skin feel better. It's, if you have anything, say, a blemish or something, it can help it heal. A cut, it can help it make it heal, or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Make a scar feel better. So it's just great. I've had a lot of comments on the skin misting water. And people say the wrinkles go away. So I can't really do any claims, but all I can tell you is what people have told me. If somebody wants to call in fact, and talk about the skin misting water, that'd be great, because, I mean, if you're not doing that, anybody listening, if they're not doing the skin misting water, well, you're really missing out. So anybody out there who's done skin misting water, if you can call in, that'd be great. It's, you know, really inexpensive to feel better. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, so I will just mention myself, too, that one of the things that I really enjoy about when I have the skin misting water available to use, I've noticed that my it's nice just to spray around, not even just on my skin, which is great, but just around the auric field of my body. It's very refreshing. It kind of cleanses the space right around you. And I've even used it for pets, and they love it too. So it's great stuff.
Flowers and plants, yeah.
Yeah.
You can get special water just for your plants, if you wish. Just type it in there that you want it for plants.
Yeah.
These are your plants, and energize them.
Exactly. Yep. So, you know, the great thing about that online activation is that you can, you know, you can put specifically exactly what you, you know, want it to be, the purpose of that water. So that's really great. And are you still there on the line, Twiggy?
I am.
Great. You know, you had asked a minute ago if there was a possibility of any kind of energy being in objects in your home, and we didn't really discuss that, but, you know, sometimes I think people have crystals and all kinds of things that might be holding on to old energies. So, Ron, can you address that a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
And I have antique furniture that belonged to my grandparents and stuff, too. So.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
So I'll talk about energies here that stick with you. Okay, that's probably what you're asking about. So what happens is, let's say you buy a pendant, and, you know, naturally somebody will charge it up, did some energetic work to it, and it's attached to something that you know nothing about. I will say typically it's the darkness, even though it might look nice to you. You want to get that discharged, so that'll be in the moment with you, and you can do pendant charges, you know, on the website. Remember, you change energetic fields, okay? You're always changing your energetic signature of who you are. Your spirit energy never changes. So I'll just talk about that briefly here. So people talk about, well, you want to raise your vibration. Well, you're not raising your vibration. That's just a way to make you think you're not good enough, okay? Your spirit never changes its vibration. It's always the same. And so what you are doing is that you're releasing negativity so that you're able to come more into a wholeness, oneness with the light energy of your spirit, but you never change vibrations. Well, the New Agers tend to say that, you know, you get this attunement, you're changing your vibration. That's completely false. You're just working more into light frequencies as you have clearings done by releasing the negative, okay? So one lady I was talking with, I guess maybe a year ago approximately, and she purchased, and this is good for everybody to listen to, see what can happen. She purchased one of these, I think, amethyst crystal mats that you put on your bed. If I'm not mistaken, it was probably about $3,000. And so she was using that when she had pain, and it helped her. And then she said that she did a few of the healings with me. How many, I can't remember. I'll just say five healings, and she's feeling wonderful. So she thought she'd get her mat out that she has not used for maybe a month or so, let's say 2 months. She put that on her bed, and instantly all the healings that was done for her went away, because the energy of the amethyst brought all the negativity back to her. Remember, things hold energy. And she was surprised because all of a sudden all of her pain came back to her body that she got rid of with the healings that we had. So that's one way to look at these things. And then just going one step further, just for information for everybody, I'm not saying not to buy an amethyst mat. My colleague would actually say that. So what happens is, she went to a supplier, a person at one of the expos. I think she may have bought it from them, but this company, whatever, was selling it. And I happened to go with her. And, we asked them can you wash the mat to get rid of the energy from, what's stored in the crystals that's in this? And I guess you're ground up, pretty fine. They go, no, you can't wash it. I said, we asked, how do you clear it then? They go, you want to put it out in sunlight. Well, sunlight won't clear the energy of crystals, okay? And this lady actually did that, a bunch of times, to my knowledge. And a bunch means like maybe for, I think she said maybe for like a week she had it out on her back porch in the sun, okay? And so naturally, the mat was great. For probably maybe 1 or 2 weeks, or we'll just say $3,000. At that point, it's a throwaway because you can't clear them. So what you want to do with your crystals, if you have any, or any type of, say, rock energies, is just wash it for like 15 seconds, regular tap water. In the old days, people had books out. You want to do it on the full moon. You want to use sea salt or rock salt, or take them to the ocean if you have that availability. Just use regular tap water, rinse it off for like 15 seconds, and that will clear it of energy, just like yourself taking a shower. Now, as far as other objects, like Twiggy was talking about, having old furniture, you probably want to get those things neutralized, because you will bring in to yourself, as it resonates in your room, the emotional stuff, the traumas, or whatever that person experienced, whether it's good or bad, into you. And this is why you want to have stuff discharged. You could probably take some of the water and squirt on it, and that might help it to cleanse the arc field of it if it's more deeply ingrained. In fact, I'll just go a little bit further here. I was working with a lady back in New York, and took off some sheetrock off of her walls in her house. And I don't know when the house was made. I'll just say that it was probably about maybe 70, 80 years ago, okay? And whenever they made sheetrock, let's put it that way. It may not have been made that way. But anyway, the house felt, not too bad. But once we broke the sheetrock apart, then all of a sudden, all this negativity came out of the room, like this darkness was being held inside of the sheetrock. And once we got the sheetrock physically out of the house, and I helped her to do part of that, just to do a little bit of work to help her out, the house felt like 10 times better. The room actually felt cleared, but once you started messing around with the walls, and then the energy was just horrendous in that room. And people that weren't even both spiritually intuitive, we'll say, maybe, or aware, when they walk into the room, they go, wow, this feels much better. They knew nothing about what was going on, just that by having the stuff taken outside, after it was broken up, the room felt much better. So, yeah, things hold energy. So, if you're interested in that, I can do clearings for you on that. Just give me, an email or something, and, I can work with you. So I normally work with emails more than I do telephone messages. Right now, my message line is probably full again. I've been away from back in New York, and it gets filled up very quickly. So just send me an email if you would. And okay. That's the best way to reach me at this present time. But, that's what you want to do, is you want to clean this stuff out, because you're going to be walking in and out of its field. So And even if you go to like a dress store, for instance, or used secondhand store, you may walk in there and you might want to walk away from something that's very, very negative. Or you start touching clothing and you feel like you got slime because they didn't wash it before they put it on the hangers. Well, that energy will transfer to you. And what's in that energy? It could even be entities. Okay, so you definitely want to clean out stuff. Remember, you want to keep your physical body temple cleared. Plus, you want to keep your house cleared full of negative energies. So that's about all I can really tell you. So you want to keep everything, you know, very sacred, just like your body. You want to do clearings on it. If you have, we'll say, a confrontation, say, in your living room with a spouse or something, and it's a heated discussion, well, that energy is going to be in that room. The next time you walk into that room, you might get your buttons pushed in that room because it'll hold that energy. And it will also draw negative energies to it, entities. This is why you want to try to live a very peaceful life. And by all means, you don't want to have an argument where you're sleeping. You're going to be having entities in that room. So typically keep your bedroom, you know, very sacred. Need to have a confrontation, walk away from your bedroom because you're going to be in your bedroom a long time when you're sleeping at night. You don't want to have these things hopping into your body at night. And then they'll play out the next day for you, maybe continue the argument. And you could be arguing from something that happened 6 months ago. Remember, entities body hop. So anyway, that's words of wisdom there, I think, for you people. It might make some sense to you. You may have had that experience, so... This is why, you know, when you go into a room and you feel bad vibes, you want to get that thing cleaned out. And this is why we have the auric field clearing, too. And that's brand new on the website, you know. And you may want to check that out. And if you use it, you know, more than a few times, you know, a $5 donation would be wonderful for me. Right now it's free, but, you know, it would be nice if you want to just give $5 if you use it a bunch of times. So that's what I'll kind of request for you. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, that's really, really good information. And so just kind of to recap then, so different ways that people can clear the energies out of their homes and their spaces and their bodies. So you mentioned washing, so showering often is good to clear the and cleanse the auric field. And then washing crystals and other objects that you can to cleanse those. And then what would you say as far as, Ron, just clearing like an object, like furniture, that kind of thing?
Furniture might be harder because maybe, you know, you're not going to be able to squirt it with water or anything. You know, I can do that on a private session. You know, that might be the best way to do something like that. You know, you might just try squirting water around it, but if it's inside of the wood and stuff, water's not going to, you know, get into there. But, you know, that's kind of the easiest way to do that. I also do house clearings and stuff, so that's probably the best thing to have done. And I go from room to room, corner to corner, and, you know, I have people draw out a floor plan. It doesn't have to be exactly to scale, just so I get it in the mail and I can look at it. Then I work with you one-on-one. And I have you walk around the room, and I clean it out. That's what, how we work with that particular thing. Then we go to the front yard, the backyard, maybe your garage. If you have a couple-story room, then I check out each floor, each area, and take all stuff out of there. And from there, it's normally completed.
Yeah, I know that you've had some pretty amazing results with clearing also people's businesses, you know, because there can be so much, you know, trauma or emotional baggage that hangs around inside an office building.
Yep, that's true. The most funnest, I guess funnest might not be the correct word, but working with the Los Angeles at the Los Angeles Physicians Union there, a gigantic building. That was a lot of fun. Took about probably, I think about 3 hours to clear all the floors on it. I think it was three-story, basement plus two stories or something like that. And yeah, there were some stabbings in there and a couple murders and all kinds of stuff floating around. And going there at first, looking at it, the rooms felt very, very hazy. And kind of like looking through smog, in a sense. after we got done, the room was brighter, and the people were grumpy. And this is what the person who wanted me to do the clearing for the whole place talked about. And after that, people were smiling and happy. The room smelled like, you know, they had, you know, 40-watt light bulbs, and now they had hundreds. And it was just amazing, the energetic change in that whole area. And it was nice. They had the gold records on the walls from probably about the 1920s, you know, to, say, you know, current. It was probably maybe 100 of them up there. And anyway, it was just a great thing to do. So, yeah, I can do that also. And if you happen to be listening and you're maybe a nurse or even a doctor, cleaning out your office, that would be something that would definitely make your business probably thrive, because whoever walks into those locations, or a dentist, the people that you're working with are taking on the energies of everybody who went in there with pain and trauma and everything else, worry, fear, you know, because they draw entities, and you're picking that up. People are picking it up, and you yourself, if you're a doctor, you walk into work and you're bringing all these things into you. So how do you ever, you know, how can you ever help anybody when you're under attack by these energies? So even if you're listening and you happen to own a hospital, which, you know, would be nice, I can do a whole hospital. That's what you really want to get done, so that if you're interested truly in health and healing people, that's the first thing that you want to think of, and have it done probably every week if you have operations there, surgeries, or anybody in pain. You want to get it cleared out at least once a week. Otherwise, you're causing a big injustice to everybody who walks into your establishment, because they're going to be picking up all this crud. This is why they say the worst place to go to for healing is to go to a hospital or even a doctor's office, because that's the reason energetically. You walk in there with one problem, you could walk out with a million other ones, not even knowing about it. And remember, entities survive and live in these places. They look for pain. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, great. Wonderful advice. And let's see. We had Philip on the, or Felipe, actually, I think, on the fast chat, and asking if there's any kind of clearing we could do for a fever.
Fever, okay. So let's see here. Let's first work with entities, okay? So let's look at that first here. Let's take away entities that you probably have making your body get hot, okay? Typically, you might feel it in your head, but here goes these energies here. We're taking these out. So the entities that are attached to you from a fever, okay? There we go, so clearing them away. I'll count to 10, just doing some more work here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's try to let's work with the mind of the body right now. I'll do a mind of the body clearing. Remember, the mind of the body is your physical body's healer. So it may be kind of gunked up. So let's get that cleared out here. And also, if you're older, I'll just say over 30, you probably want to do the death barcode clearing, okay, if you haven't done that, mainly because that's when they kind of start for most people. If you're over, say, twice that age, maybe 60, you probably already went through one or two death barcodes already. And you want to get those off of you, too. And that prevents the mind of the body from working, as it just sees no use in helping you survive your lifetime, because it sees that death is, you know, on your doorstep at some point here. So here we go. We're doing a clearing here. So 5 days ago for a fever, cleared. 4 days, cleared. 3 days, cleared. 2 days, cleared. Yesterday, cleared. And today, cleared. There we go. Okay, so I hope that helps you. Let's see what else we can do for a fever. Let's bring some more spirit energy into your body, because your spirit now has a fever. So what you first want to do typically, what the problem is, entities, because they got attached to you. That's number one, okay? So you want to write that down. Number two, you want to empower your spirit. Well, naturally, your spirit looks like you. So if you have a fever, So does your spirit. So if your spirit has a fever, how can it help you when it has a fever also? Kind of like the blind leading the blind, you know? And so let's clean out your spirit here now. So let's do a spirit healing for a fever in your spirit. Okay, and we're going to do a session here. We're going to take your spirit now in and out of your body. We'll do it 10 times, and each time it comes into you, it's like a sponge, and it'll collect the energy from the fever, and then we'll heal it, and then it'll come into you whole and complete, and then it'll collect more of this energy, come out, you know, having a problem. And each time we'll tend to take more of this energy out of you, whatever's causing that fever. So here we go. So coming out and in, 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 out and in. Okay, I'd like to know if that helped you, so you might want to talk on the fast chat if you feel any relief. That would be wonderful. And you want to love it out of your life, okay? So this I do sometimes for people. So what you may want to do, this is normally for more of a problem with people who have maybe a life-threatening illness or something that's pretty awful in their life happening. So what you do is you create an affirmation. And for some people, they want to run the opposite direction from this here. They think they're bringing in a negative affirmation to them, which will cause them more problems, because we know we're taught that we don't want to think bad thoughts. Well, you already have it. You know, you already have what the condition is, so you're not really going to bring any more to you typically. You want to get rid of it. So you have to love it out of your life. So for the fever, you want to say, I love having my fever, okay? If you have cancer, I love having cancer, okay? I love having lung cancer. I love having whatever cancer it is, okay? But we're dealing with fever now, so we'll just stick with that. So I love having a fever, okay? Now, the next part of the affirmation is what it does for you, okay? So let's see. For fever, you're going to feel warm, right? Maybe extra hot. Maybe you feel miserable. So I love feeling miserable in the way, you know, my body heats up, something like that. You want to give something that when you say it on the second part, okay, it's going to go to the core of you, and you might not be able to say it, okay? It might get deep into the core of you to where you want to cry, and you go, I can't even say that. You know, I get paralyzed. So that's what you want to find is the words there, if you can find it. And a fever may not be too bad, okay, but something else might be something that's awful that may make you want to throw up. That's what you want to say, okay? So for a fever, we'll just say, I love the way my body heats up, and I love, you know, not going to work, losing money. Okay, so the money might be the issue, okay? So maybe you're not getting well because of not going to work, okay? So that's where the fear is. Remember, you want to get rid of the fear, the anxiety, or whatever's there on an emotional level to get it out of your body. So you want to say that out loud. Typically, whatever it is, the second part is what wants to make you want to twist your guts, make you run away from the situations, and that you'd never think about saying because you are in fear of it, okay? That's what you want to get out of you. And so say it probably maybe up to 1,000 times. Do it all in a row. Just keep saying it. You know, I love having my fever, and then, you know, the way, you know, it makes you feel. Something like that, how it disempowers you, whatever words work for you that makes you feel very, very, very uncomfortable. And say that about 1,000 times. For some people, it gets to be very mental, maybe for the first 100 times. You go, what am I saying this stupid thing for? And then it'll finally catch. It'll grab that part of you that makes you feel awful. Remember, this is all emotional stuff you're dealing with. And then at that point, keep saying it. You probably go from feeling, you know, not too bad, having the fever, to wanting to maybe throw up in the bathroom or something. You might just feel completely disempowered. Keep saying it. And the while you say it, you're going to work your way out of it. So you're grabbing the bull by the horns, and you're going for an emotional roller coaster ride. And you're going to be going down. And when you finally hit rock bottom, then at that point, you start coming up. And you come up much faster than it does going down, okay? Going down, you're going to the self-pity, everything else that deals with that issue, and you're getting it out of you. And then when you come up, you're going to feel great. And that's one way you can do some self-healing. And it works very well. And then you may want to take another issue. After you clear that one up, you know, do the same fever issue and write down something else. And there's another part to the onion peel there. And, you know, because there might be something that your body needs to get rid of, so it gave you a fever. Maybe you might be very intuitive and you go, ah, this is what it is. I can say this word. And so by saying the word, realize that the words are made up of letters. And those letters really have no power over you, but the word does. So once you get the word out of you by saying this affirmation, then you're self-empowered, which really means you're in neutral. You're going to be in neutral and have the free choice to choose again. Otherwise, that the word or what you're dealing with is going to have power over you. Like I said, the letters by themselves really mean nothing to us, but the word itself is very powerful. So you want to get this out of you. So at first, you know, if you tell your friends about this here who are in the New Age movement, they're first going to tell you, are you crazy? You're going to bring a negative affirmation to you in your life? Why are you going to do that? You know, which, you know, with your mind is going to tell you that. But your body's saying, oh, please help me. But you're already dealing with it. You already got it. You already bought it. You know, you own it. So now you want to get rid of it. So you have to come to terms with it. And this is how this healing works. Very, very good. I've had people do this here. A few people run away, you know, kicking and screaming, you know, and they're out the door. But most people at least will try it. And they go, man, what a relief this has been for me. In fact, if anybody's on the line here, we're going to be shutting down pretty quick here. I say we've got to have a call in, but we need to get off probably in the next few minutes here since our show starts at 5 minutes earlier tonight. So back to you, Sylvia. Hope that helped you, everybody.
You know, it's really interesting that you mentioned that, Ron, and I actually met or spoke with a woman who cured herself of breast cancer in that same way, and she actually wrote a book about it called I Love My Breast Cancer.
Very interesting.
But, yeah. So, anyway, yeah, I guess, you know, a lot of times people, when they have something, you know, that is wrong with them, you know, they think, I hate that, I want to get rid of it, I hate it, I don't want it, and it sort of seems like the opposite thing happens. Because
it will spread and get a mind of its own, because the hate energy, which is not love energy, is going to make it thrive by giving, you know, water and fertilizer to a plant. That's what happens.
It's great. Well, wow, this has been a great night, and I can't believe the time just went so fast, and I know there's a lot of other requests that we haven't gotten to, but it was wonderful, and thank you, Twiggy, for calling in. That was great. And I guess, is there anything that you want to say about how people can reach you if they want to participate in this weekend's amazing clearing session?
I just give me an email, creationlightship@yahoo.com. You can also go on the website, click on the very top of the page, and it'll give you the PayPal link to it. It's $200 if you wish to get on it, and it's 28 hours of conference line healing. It starts this Sunday for 8 hours, and then we do a four-hour Saturday call on the third Saturday. But it's three consecutive Sundays, 8 hours apiece, and it starts at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. That's 1 o'clock Eastern. And if you have a spouse, if we get another living with you, they're half price. So our children. Children under 18 are free. Those will still be children, in a sense, living with you. Pets and animals are free also. So on there is probably the best thing you can do for yourself for a one-month healing. And you're on the live ship for a whole month. And this is the way it works. You're in quarantine, taking out extraterrestrial life forms out of you. And these healings are called your physical body organ rejuvenation, blood, and skeleton. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. Our time is going by very quickly here. So have a wonderful evening. Tomorrow is 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight Eastern, and it's Saturday night live on the Light Ship. So see you all later, everybody. Bye.
Okay. Blessings, everyone. Good night.